Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Mayor Jaron Rozin about his proclamation for Junior Achievement Day on Thursday, April 5th. You had your first proclamation as mayor. Can you share what that was for?
Yes. My first proclamation as mayor was for Junior Achievement. Junior Achievement is an excellent program in our schools that is a volunteer-driven program that is basically about connecting the real world to the classroom and connecting students to knowledge and information that will help be keys to their success later in life. It was an honor to do a proclamation for Junior Achievement, as that is a volunteer activity I've been involved with, as well as many other members of the community, such as Keith Lazar, Michelle Redlinger, Zalika Drown, myself, Brent Henson, Debbie Stanton, Shalyn Hoyle, just to name a few.
And as a volunteer with Junior Achievement, what are some of the activities you do as a small business owner when you meet with students?
Some of the Junior Achievement programming ranges from financial literacy to entrepreneurship. The latter was my involvement, and it kind of examined students looking at some of the skills and interests that they have and how that might apply to what career choices they make or what involvement that they have outside of school.
And what age group do you work with when you're working with students, and what do you feel they're able to take away from it?
The age group I worked with was 7th grade. I believe it is also 8th grade, 9th grade, and into high school. Specifically, financial literacy is a high school program.
And as mayor, are you going to be able to continue to do this, or are you too busy?
Well, this last year I have stepped back, but it is something I'd like to be involved with again. One of my lessons learned is that sometimes it's necessary to say no, to do a few things well versus do too many things poorly. So in the future, I'd like to be involved again, but right now I'm taking a year off.
And when you work with Junior Achievement, what kind of feedback did you hear from students?
I was fascinated to see firsthand how different every class can be. I was involved for 3 years, and you'd think there'd be some similarity or overlap between classes, but I found that every class can be very different. So some soaked it right up and loved it. Others, it took a while to get them to open up and become more involved. So it requires some flexibility with different students and some different styles of teaching or different styles of interaction with those students.
And have you had a chance to see those students, you know, maybe the students you had the first year later on, and find out if they are pursuing something?
What I've noticed is some students that I've had, just seeing them grow up and become involved in the community, I appreciate getting to know them and saying hi out in public, but I don't have a specific example to give you.
And with Junior Achievement Day in Washington, what do you hope the public is able to take away from it?
Well, just like talking to you right now and give some information, so people that might not be aware of the program and its benefits are informed about the program and what it provides in our school district.
And do you think it's important for students to have people in the real world, so to speak, in the business world, come meet with them?
Absolutely. I think it's a change of pace can be refreshing for any of us in any category, and that's the case for students as well, to change their typical day-to-day up a little bit. And just by that nature, you see some increased involvement and interest in the activity.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Mayor Jaron Rozin speaking about Junior Achievement Day in Washington on April 5th. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.